Final round of our Coaches Insight programs here for the high school basketball season. Starting off here with Atchison Girls Coach Nick Rebant here for a few minutes, brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. Coach, a lot to dissect here in our final conversation. We always appreciate a few minutes each week, but let's start with the last time out on Tuesday night. A big win against KC Washington at home, 44-31, that final score, and that was coming off that makeup game on Saturday at Highland Park. So I'm sure you had to be pleased with the way your team bounced back on Tuesday night.
Sure, yeah, we came out and we played hard. Didn't shoot the ball well, still have some problems with turnovers and free throws, story of our season, but they kept battling. Defensively, they really came out and got after it. I think we're trying to make our mark as a defensive team, and they're buying into that.
Yeah, what do you see with the defense here? Obviously, one more game left here on a Friday night against Schlegel on the road to wrap up the regular season schedule. You want to be playing your best basketball, certainly, at this point in the year. So as we look ahead, and as of right now in this conversation, we don't know the sub-state bracket, but we do kind of have an idea of where you guys are in the standings. But as far as pushing forward, getting past Schlegel and maybe in the postseason, what do you want to see from the team and just kind of the keys for your success once we get through into the postseason?
Biggest thing is growth on the IQ end, knowing where to be. We struggle with spots on defense still, but we hustle. We kind of out-hustle our mistakes sometimes. But I like to see us get in positions a little earlier, be ready to help, and really just get that pressure on people. Pressure makes everyone uncomfortable, so that's really what we want to get to.
Yeah, this final game of the regular season on Friday, you have a chance to get to 500. You're not going to finish worse than 500 in the Middle Arc Conference this season. So as you kind of look back on things and you have seen kind of how your team has performed and certainly through some ups and downs throughout the course of the year, how would you assess for what has been a majority of the regular season here in 24 and 25?
Well, I break it down in two halves. You know, the first 10 games, we were 3-7. We were struggling with everything, really just kept working. Then the last 10 games, we have an opportunity to finish the season 7-3. And that's a great turnaround for a young group of kids. And it just shows that they've bought in and continued to work hard. And I think it's a group that's willing to do that.
I know you've highlighted a few players, you know, throughout our conversations throughout the course of the year, but kind of looking back on it, when you look at, of course, the veterans, maybe the juniors and seniors on the team compared to maybe some freshmen and sophomore, talk about a few players that have maybe exceeded your expectations. Maybe you have an idea of certain girls going into the year, but then we sit here now today with one game left in the regular season, and now you're looking at some girls thinking, man, they've kind of exceeded those preseason expectations.
Yeah, definitely. I'll start with my freshmen, Alondra Herrera, Carly Clem, Zariah Burge. They came in raw, which freshmen are going to, you know. We talk about the good thing about youth is they come and play hard. The bad thing about youth is they're not always sure where they need to be, a little lack of confidence. But their confidence level has continued to rise through the year, and they've done a good job. My seniors have done a good job of leading, Maje, Araya, and Holly. And then Ashlyn Hausch and Kaya Downing have also bought into their roles and really done a good job of just doing what we've asked of them.
Coach, you get Schlegel here in the final game of the regular season. Again, a chance to get to 500. You mentioned to finish this back half at 7-3. You saw them a few weeks ago, 54-24. You guys were able to get that win. Now you got to go see them on the road. I'm sure they're a little bit different than when you saw them a few weeks ago. What's kind of the expectations for this final game of the regular season, and what changes do you maybe expect them to make in this second matchup on Friday?
I expect them to bring some pressure to us. Unfortunately, we got hit by the injury bug and some family issues, so I'm down my two starting guards. Ashlyn hurt her knee. Maje's got to go out of state. Her grandma's really sick, so they got to go see her. So we're doing some adjustments on our end. So, I mean, that's two of our primary ball handlers. So I expect them to come out and try to get after us and make us work to get the ball off the court.
There it is. Atchison Girls Basketball Coach Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix have a chance to close out the season at 500. They'll play at KC Schlegel on Friday, right now sitting at 9-10 and currently 6-5 in Metal Arc Conference play. And then we'll know here by the weekend's time where the Atchison Phoenix will be come postseason start time next week. Coach, again, can't thank you enough for all the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Yeah, Brandon, thank you guys. We appreciate everything you do for us.